This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And as we continue our study today of what does the Bible teach about the purpose of one's being baptized, I ask you to get your Bible and to turn with me to Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. But an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, the same is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, who had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except someone shall guide me? And he besought Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. His generation who shall declare? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other? And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on the way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch saith, Behold, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, for he went on his way rejoicing. Now, friends, there are the bare facts of the account of the conversion of this eunuch of Ethiopia under the preaching of Philip, an inspired man of the days of the New Testament. Now, Philip came upon this man as he was reading from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. He was, as a matter of fact, reading from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, a passage which is a prophecy of the crucifixion of Christ. He asked him if he understood what he was reading, and he replied, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he then invited Philip up into the chariot with him. And beginning from that very point, that is, from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the Bible tells us that Philip preached unto him Jesus. Now, that's all the Bible says he preached, just Jesus. I sometimes have had people say to me, Why do you not just preach Jesus and leave baptism out of it? But now notice, all the Bible says that this man preached to him was Jesus. And yet, as they're riding along together, they come to a certain water. And the man of Ethiopia cries out, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Isn't it therefore clear to you, as it certainly is to me, that in preaching Jesus, Philip preached that one needed to be baptized, and that he needed to be baptized in water, and that he needed to be baptized in order to be saved, just as Jesus taught in Mark 16:16, and as the Apostle Peter taught in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Can you not see the anxiety in the voice of this man as he cries out, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? How did he know anything about being baptized? And how did he know that water would have anything to do with it? Simply because in preaching Jesus, Philip preached that. Philip didn't go down the road simply saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He rather preached about the fact of Jesus being the Son of God and of his plan of salvation, which included the fact that believers must repent of their sins, confess his blessed name, and be immersed in water unto the remission of their sins.